Okay, I'm here. Hello, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul, not Jack McClam, and I'm sorry about the delay here on the getting on the air. We had a little mix-up on the phone call here. So sorry about that. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and Officer Jack McClam is, of course, with his wife, having some treatments for cancer. So please remember Angie in prayer. Please, folks, don't forget his wife in prayer. I know you won't, but please remember your prayers. Also, you all probably know this also, that Tex Meyer's daughter passed away last night with cancer. So it seems like it's kind of almost a plague anymore, does it not? But I am feeling for Jack McClam tonight. This, again, is Pastor Butch Paul. I do a nightly radio broadcast, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, on the Genesis Broadcasting Network, on two different shortwave frequencies, 5850 and 7490. Also on my website, calltodecision.com, calltodecision.com. Folks, I am a pastor and a preacher, and I've been on the radio now going on 13 years. I've been preaching around 30 years, so it's getting to be a habit. We do have guests on our program a lot. Every night is not always given to, preaching services or biblical teachings, but it's always tied in with the Scripture because everything we see happening is has been foretold from thousands of years ago, nothing new under the sun. I hear music coming up. I guess it's break time. Back after break, I want to talk to you a little while, and we'll just discuss a few things, and we'll see what happens. All right? Don't go away.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
folks, we are back again. This is Pastor Butch Paul filling for Officer Jack McClam tonight. I cannot fill that man's shoes, but I'll do my best to do what I can with who I am and what gifts the Father's given me to share. Again, we on our broadcast, we cover many different topics. Tonight, I'm going to share with you some topics I have available in this month's newsletter. We put out a monthly newsletter magazine that's always between 50 to 70 pages long. We don't charge for it. We ask for donations. Donations are a must, folks. We can't pay the bills without donations. But we have put articles in there that covers every topic. Articles from the tyranny in this country and around the world to church news to health news. It's all in our Call to Decision, a monthly magazine. If you want a copy, we'll send you one to try it out if you like it. But for no charge, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Just call, leave your name and address. And phone number, too, if you don't mind, because sometimes they come back to us, folks. We've got to call and find out why. 800-777-4403 to receive between a 60 to 70 pages long newsletter magazine once a month that you can share with your friends, whatever, folks. My opinion is the best newsletter out there, bar none, anywhere. About enough advertising, okay? You guys can go to website, too, calltodecision.com. Call to, T-O, calltodecision.com. Look on the headings like Bushwhacked, Mark the Beast Technology, Perverted News, talking about sodomy and other perversions of the land. You can check that out. But tonight I want to share with you a few articles that's going to be in this month's newsletter. And sometime this hour, we're going to take your phone calls if you want to call and talk to us. It's entirely up to you. We're here if you want to. But being a pastor, I'm going to start tonight reading some scriptures to you, if you don't mind, in Ephesians chapter 4. We're told in verse 27 that we're not got to give place to the devil. We're not to allow Satan to ensnare us, entrap us, or tempt us to do his will. Chapter 5 says that we're to be followers of Christ as God through Christ our Lord as dear children. We're to walk in love. We're to give ourselves as a sacrifice to our Father and in our bodies. Romans chapter 12 says we are not to we're to flee fornication and uncleanness of any kind. All uncleanness or covetousness, by the way, which is idolatry. We're not to even let be named among us as saints. I mean to repeat that. We're to live such exemplary lives that they can't even accuse us of wrongdoing. Now that's pretty doggone straight, folks. All uncleanness, all fornication, all idolatry, or covetousness, what that means, is gone. Filthiness of any kind, foolish talking, all these things that would pollute or not be, we'll say, attractive to Christ if he were here to person like him, we're to put away. When we're not to be whoremongers or unclean or a covetous man, because none of these people will have an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God our Father. No one that is any of these will be part of that kingdom. And we're not to let any man deceive us with vain or empty words. Folks, I've been doing this a long time. And I am surprised, I'm amazed at the different thoughts out there of so-called Christian believers. No one wants to go by the book today. No, I don't use the NIV or the New King James Version or the New American Standard Version. I use the old King James Bible. That's the old one I use, and the Geneva Bible, because I researched them. And as far as I'm convinced, the Geneva Bible and the King James Bible are the only two that I would even touch and call it the infallible word of the Almighty God. You have to like it. I don't care if you like it or don't. It's just a fact. It's just the way it is. But see, people, they are being led away by little lies. Oh, they're not big to start with, and they never are. They just add up as time goes along. We're told not to let any man deceive us with vain words or foolish teachings. Because he said, if you do, the wrath of the Almighty comes upon the children of disobedience. Yeah, that's right. The wrath comes upon those who belong to him if they disobey. Now, I'm not a once saved, always saved preacher, folks. Never have been, never will be. There's no sex doctrine in the Bible. Once saved, always saved. That's blasphemy. That's just like the rapture theory. Theory is what it is. It's blasphemy. It's taking many people to hell right now. He said that we're not to be partakers of them and their evil. That you one time lived in darkness, you one time lived in sin, but not anymore if you walk in light. Not only that, We're not having fellowship with him. We've been changed, folks. We would change what we were to what we are now, a saint in the Almighty Living God, Yahweh God. We are who we are, his, now his children. We're not to have any fellowship with that, with the unfruitful works of darkness, but to reprove them, not to condone them, not to hold hands with them, not to love them into the body, but to stand against them, stand against the evil, and show what's going on, and expose them to the light. That's our job. But today, sadly to say, the so-called church in America would rather make him part of the congregation. After all, gays are God's people too, right? No, no sodomite dog is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. To say that is blasphemy. Only a fool would say that. That's right, a fool denies there's a God. To say that is denying there's a God. You're a damnable fool, and hell is your doom. Just that simple. I'm going to share with you a few articles tonight. All these, by the way, will be in this month's newsletter. I'm not going to read the whole article because I don't have time. But it appears that a rector, that's what they call a rector, this was in the Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California, a rector out there has received a warning from the IRS for preaching against the war in Iraq. But the war is unjust. The war was totally uncalled for. Now, folks, before you throw stones at me, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Vietnam veteran. I was an idiot to go over there. I was an idiot, a total jerk. But I didn't know. No one told me if I was doing right. Now I know I was wrong. That was a wasted war. Ask my friends who are dead. And look who controls the country now. It's a wasted war just like Iraq. We had no business over there. But we were idiots, just like we were in Korea. And, of course, Bosnia, Afghanistan, now Iraq and other places. It's not over yet, folks. Not over yet. As long as George Bush is in charge, and I don't care who's in charge. Democrats, Republicans, I don't care who it is. Both parties are going to take us right on the road into tyranny. That's the way it is in a nation. When you have a nation full of cowards that won't stand for morality in the middle, no matter what it costs. They're cowards. This rector, Edwin Bacon, had a speaker in the name of George Regas who spoke against the war in Iraq. The article says that but it says, in his sermon, Regas, who from the pulpit, opposed both the Vietnam War and 1981 Gulf War, imagined Jesus participating in a political debate with then-candidates George W. Bush and John Kerry. Regas said that good people of profound faith could vote for either man and did not tell preachers whom to support. But he criticized the war in Iraq, saying that Jesus would have told Bush, "Mr. President, your doctrine of preemptive war is a failed doctrine. Forcibly changing the regime of any enemy that posed no imminent threat has led to disaster." On June 9th, the church received a letter from the IRS stating that a reasonable belief exists that you may not be a tax exempt as a church. The federal tax code, 501c3, folks, section 501c3, prohibits tax exempt organizations, including churches, from intervening in political campaigns and elections. Now, listen to me very carefully. In this sentence was an oxymoron. There's no such thing as a tax-exempt organization that is a church. No. It's either an organization or it's the church. Not a church, the church. The church is a church in the body of the living Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. Anyone else is part of an organization. They are not the church. What happened to these people is right and wrong. So what do you mean, preacher? That's kind of a double standard. No, it's not. It should under the Article 1 of this, under the Constitution, you wouldn't think this would be allowed, would you? But this church, this group of people called an organization, 501c3 Corporation, is not under Article 1 of the Constitution. What do you mean, preacher? I'm going to tell you, listen very carefully. When you sign an agreement with the IRS, which you do when you become a 501c3 Corporation, their policy says that you cannot speak against any policy of the current administration. Now, read it for yourself. Section 1 of Section 501c3 of the IRS code is in there. So when these people become a 501c3 corporation, they lost their right to speak against the regime that's in charge of the day. So, hey, you chose your master, serve him. Your master has the right to punish you for doing evil. So you've done evil in the sight of the IRS, then my friend, just pay the penalty. Sorry about that. You did it. People like me have tried to warn you all for years. You ignore the warning. Payday's coming, folks. It always is. On to a different topic. This also will be in this month's newsletter. If you own an animal, an animal. I don't care what it is, dog, cat, horse, cow, pigeon, whatever. You're going to be put in the Federal Registry. That's right. New USDA law for everyone who owns livestock. Now, wait till you hear what livestock is. Look at the new law that the USDA is going to force on everyone that has livestock, even if you raise it for just for yourself. It is going to include everyone who has even one horse that they use as transportation, say, so we'll say the Amish, for example. Why you should oppose that, this article is by Mary Zioni, from a PhD from Cornell, and she's director of Farm for Life in New York. For several years, the USDA has been working with the largest scale animal industry organizations, for example, the National Park, the pork producers, Monsanto, and Cargill Meat, to develop a mandatory national identification system, or NAIS. However, most small-scale livestock producers, people who raise animals for their own food, and people who keep horses or livestock as companions, that means pets, folks, pets, as companion animals, do not know about the USDA's plans. Of course not. A preacher ain't going to tell them because you ain't got a pastor. You got to sit behind a pulpit. It's called a pulpit. Pulpit, in my opinion, a pulpit, paying away some pulpit prostitute. He's not a preacher. He's not a pastor. He's not going to tell you about this because he doesn't care. He wants his paycheck. If I got the break, in the next half hour, we'll take phone calls.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Thank you.
Paul takes a phone call in the next half hour, you can call us 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now, go back to the article. I was talking about the animals are going to be chipped. And, folks, it gets much worse now, so please pay attention, all right? Even if you have pets for animals, I don't care. It's just an animal that's a pet. You got to chip it. That's going to be the law as of January 1st, 2008. Now, the NEIS will drive small producers out of the market, will make people abandon raising animals for their own food, will invade Americans' personal privacy to a degree never before tolerated, will violate the religious freedom of Americans whose beliefs make it impossible for them to comply, will erase the last vestiges of animal welfare from the production of animal foods. The problem, on April 25, 2005, the USDA released draft program standards and a draft strategic plan concerning the NAIB. If you think the description below sounds too bizarre to be true, it tells you that you can go to USDA.gov/NAIS and read the standard and plans for yourself. By January 1st, 2008, the NAIS will be mandatory. Every person who owns even one horse, cow, pig, chicken, sheep, pigeon, or virtually any livestock animal will be forced to register their home. That's right, register their home, including the owner's name, address, and telephone number, and keyed. You'll be keyed to the global position system coordinates of satellite monitoring in a giant federal database under a 7-digit premises and a 10-digit number. Every animal will have to be assigned a 15-digit number, also to be kept in a giant federal database. So your home, folks, will be under surveillance by satellite if you own an animal. It goes on to talk about some other things here that the form of 10 will most likely be a tag or microchip containing an RFID chip device designed to read from a distance. The plan may also include collecting the DNA of every animal and or retinal scan of every animal. The owner will be required to report the birth date of an animal, the application of every animal's 10 tag, every time the animal leaves it into the property, every time the animal loses a tag, every time a tag is replaced, the slaughter or death of an animal, or if any animal is missing, such events must be reported within 24 hours. Third parties, such as veterinarians, will be required to report sightings of animals. In other words, if you call a vet to your property to treat your horse, cow, or any other animal, and the vet finds any, now listen folks, very carefully please, animal without the mandatory 15-digit computer-readable TIM, the vet may be required to report you. If you do not comply, the USDA will exercise enforcement against you. Folks, I didn't know that federal agencies could pass laws. I thought only the legislature could pass laws. How long are we going to tolerate this stuff, folks? The USDA has yet specified the nature of enforcement, but presumably will include imposing fines and or seizing your animals. There are no exceptions under the USDA plan. You'll be forced to register and report even if you raise animals only for your own food or keep horses for draft or for transportation. The NAIS would actually subject the owner of the chicken to far more surveillance than the owner of a gun. Surveillance of small-scale livestock owners is like the government shifting people to surveillance for owning a couch, a TV, or a lawnmower. Burden on religious freedom, many adherents of plain and other faiths raise their own food animals and use animals in farming transportation because their beliefs require them to live this way. Such people obviously cannot comply with USDA's computerized technology-dependent system. The NAIS will force people to violate their religious beliefs. Isn't that wonderful? You know, folks, I'm covering a lot of different topics tonight because everyone's important. Something happened, I remember, in my lifetime back in the 1960s. I graduated high school in 66. I remember we used to have prayer in school and Bible reading in school and devotions in school. No one questioned it. Just a way of life. 1960s, we took prayer, Bible study, out of school. Then, of course, as things started to deteriorate, 1970s, we started murdering our own babies, right? We did. It's called abortion. It's still murder. Then we started seeing, later in the 80s, we started seeing, talking about a little buzz in the background, a whispering of, hey, have you heard about the new gay movement? You know, the queers, the sodomites, the lesbians are going to come out now and start demanding their rights. And, oh, it can't happen in America. It won't happen. That's only happened, folks. It's everywhere you go. It's in your face, as you already know. Some states already made gay marriage legal. And the biggest thing different is you make sure hate monger. And I said this on the radio years ago. I've been radio going 13 years. I said there's a progression, folks, of evil. A progression of evil. Read it sometime in Leviticus chapter 20, a progression of evil. You tolerate fornication, adultery. Next thing you know, you tolerate sodomy. Then next thing you know, you tolerate pedophilia. Then next thing you know, you tolerate bestiality. Yeah, that's right. bestiality. But in this month's Time magazine, I'm sorry, Newsweek magazine, the women's Newsweek magazine, on page 68, there is a two-page spread there of two men laying out in a big field of Wyoming. One's laying down, the other's there holding a .33 rifle in his hand, dressed in Levi's, cowboy hats. You see the horses in the background, the pine trees and open land around them. These two guys, this title of this article is called Forbidden Territory. In Ang Lee's the devastating film Brokeback Mountain, Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger buck Hollywood convention. I'm going to read part of this to you, folks. I want to ask you all this. How many of y'all have pastors who share this kind of stuff with you on a weekly basis? You see, where I pastor two different fellowships, by the way. I pastor two different churches, two different areas. We always have a update current issue hour at every Bible study, every get-together. We always do updates on issues because that's my job as a pastor, folks, to give you the news from a Christian perspective, as the forefathers did in the 1700s. That's what brought on the War of Independence. Is our pastors took the current events, issues of the day, and brought them behind the pulpit. Back at the break, if you want to call us, please do so. You can call us at 800-313-9443. Go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, folks. folks, let's get right back into it. The phone lines are open for you. If you want to call and talk to us, I wish you would. 800-313-9443. I have a few more. I want to share this article with you and one more article to prove to you that the scripture is right on. Now, this is Pastor Butch Paul, and I'm filling in for Jack McClam tonight. Officer Jack McClam is out with his wife. She's having treatment for cancer. Please, folks, remember Angie in your prayers. Now, if you listen to my broadcast, I'm on 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 5 nights a week, on 5850 and 7490, and also on Radio Free Austin in Austin, Texas. Y'all can listen to it if you listen in the Texas area. We're on several AM/FM stations. You can check out where, if you like to, in your area, on call2decision.com. That's call2decision.com. You can also listen on call2decision.com anytime you want to. But I'm at 9 o'clock there Eastern Time every night, 5 nights a week. Now, let's go back to this article. Forbidden Territory. 2 weeks ago, Ang Lee showed his new film to an audience in Los Angeles, and afterward, after he stuck around to answer questions from the crowd, director Q&As are pretty common in the movie industry. And Lee, who won the Oscar for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and has directed such acclaimed films as The Ice Storm and Sense and Sensibility, has done more than his share. But something strange happened at this time. The same thing that happens almost every time Lee screens Brokeback Mountain. People don't have any questions, he says. Most of the time, they just stand up and tell me how they feel. When they're still crying, he already knows. Based on the short story by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Annie Prolox, Brokeback is a tale of Ennis Delmar, Heath Ledger, and Jack Twist, Jake Gyllenhaal, two ranch hands who, in the summer of 1963, hired to herd sheep on Wyoming's Brokeback Mountain. They're separated from the rest of the world. Their laconic friendship develops almost by accident to a sexual relationship. That's right, folks. That's what it says. As the summer ends, the two men are forced to separate, and they discover their feelings for each other are stronger than they imagined. Jack dreams of buying a ranch together. Ennis thinks they'll be killed if anyone suspects the relationship. And it should have been. Still ought to be. The Bible tells us both Old and New Testament to kill the sodomites. They don't just spread, folks. It gets worse than this. Don't you go away. Well, I get through this heart with you. I have another share with you. I'll make your blood boil. You know, if there's any shred of moral decency in you tonight, and this type of news doesn't make you angry, then I doubt. No, I don't doubt. I know you. I know that you've never been redeemed. You're as lost as a. You're lost. You don't know anything more about Christ than a hawk knows about Sunday. Just the way it is. There's no moral decency in any person today that lives. It's not profoundly angry. What's happening to America? The tyranny, the evil, the immorality. If you're not angry, then I guarantee you that you don't belong to Christ. It's that simple. Back to the article. And so they marry women and have children, and for 20 years live apart, seeing each other only on rare camping trips. Trying to hold on to the innocence and beauty of that. Listen to that, folks. The innocence of two sodomite dogs copulating in a field somewhere? That's innocence? And beauty of that first summer on the mountain. Inevitably, the longing and frustration, the years of repression lead to the devastating conclusion. Prolox's stories caused a sensation when it appeared in New Yorker 8 years ago. Its raw masculinity, spare dialogue, and American cowboy obliterated gay stereotypes. It also felt like a sledgehammer to the chest. This is a deep, permanent human condition. This need to be loved and to love, says Pulitzer from her home in Wyoming. While I was working on this story, I was occasionally close to tears. I felt guilty that their lives were so difficult. Yet there was nothing to do about it. Yeah, you can. Kill the scum. Back to the article. It couldn't end any other way. The film, written by Larry McMurdy and Diane Alcena, is a near-perfect adaptation of the Prolox work. It's already been earned the top prize at the Venice Film Festival and is almost certain to be an Oscar contender. Oh, my gosh, folks, listen to this. The day Jake Gyllenhaal was cast and broke back, the chatter around the industry was not about what a wise choice he made. It's the most stupid movie he could have made, said one producer over lunch that afternoon. It would alienate his teen girl fan base and could kill his career. What a waste. It's always been considered risky, if not career suicide, for actors with A-list aspirations to play gay roles. Tom Hanks' performance in Philadelphia helped a little, but even Hanks didn't kiss another man on screen. Gyllenhaal and Ledger don't dodge it. The kissing and the sex scenes are fierce and full-blooded. But if the actors were taking a risk, they sure don't seem to think so. I never thought this twice about it, Ledger says. By the way, Ledger is the one who played Mel Gibson's son in The Patriot, the oldest son who was captured by the British. Remember that? I love the Patriot. How much of a sick thing about this perverted scumbag now. But anyway, back to the article. For one thing, I never felt like I had anything at stake. And I think if you make decisions based on society's opinions, you're going to make boring choices. What terrified me was self-doubt. I knew that if I was going to do justice to this character, to this story, and to this form of love, I was really going to have to mature as an actor and as a person. There's no doubt he rose to the challenge. It is, without question, his most powerful performance ever. Puke and barf and be sick. God help us. But that's okay, folks. Just sit there and watch your TV. Go to your revival meetings. Have your Sunday school or Sabbath picnics. Go listen to your little sermonette. Have your back padded. Put your dollar in the plate. Everything's okay. Wait for the rapture. After all, you were saved back in 1972, and you can live like hell and go to heaven. Don't worry about it. If pastor says you're okay, you're okay. I'm okay, you're okay. You're a pervert. I'm a pervert lover, so it's okay. And I know, I'm not getting any phone calls. Didn't figure I would. This shocks people. I don't care who is shocked. You know how much I care who shocks? About as much as to take snap a finger. I just don't care. I'm sick of this scum. I'm sick of this evil. I'm sick of spreading. I'm sick. I mean, are you sicker of the so-called Christians and pastors who don't have the guts to stand up and say anything about it? These so-called pastors are harlings. They're pulpit pimps, they're prostitutes, they're panty-waisted pukes, and the pews are full of putrid piles of pusses that pus that call themselves Christians. Don't like that, do you? I don't care. Turn the radio off. Go suck your thumb. Go play the rubber ducky. Now, what's next in line? After the queers take over, preacher, what's next? Let me tell you what's next. What I said was going to be the next 10 years ago on the radio. I said the next thing to follow this will be pedophilia, which is already, folks, being recognized in most colleges today. The pedophilia, sex with children, is okay. This guy in books written about by professors in college, been taught in Yale and Harvard. That's right, it is. I can prove that. I wouldn't say it. Go to the website. Look under perverted news. Check it out for yourself. You see, I'm not here to win friends, influence people in the way that Norman Vincent Peale said it was. I'm here to tell the truth and hope people will be redeemed of it. We've got one call we'll go through just a minute, but I'll first want to finish this thought, if you don't mind. What's next on the list? Well, now that you're not able to trust your children with these perverted scum, don't take your Cocker Spaniel over now either. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Law of the land, Bill Salfin's bestiality statute, Massachusetts polls push major lessening punishment for animal sex. Four state legislatures in Massachusetts have introduced a bill that would soften the crime of bestiality. A move the pro-family actors say is a natural progression of the state's legalizing same-sex marriage, and they're right, it is. The bill will strike down several sections of the current penal code criminalizing adultery. In other words, adultery is no longer a crime. Have fun. Fornication. Hey, go out and fornicate. And I just call it a one-night fling or a premarital sex or a... No. Hey, how about for us married folks, it's an extramarital affair. Oh, and don't that sound better than fornication? I mean, it doesn't that sound better than fornication or adultery? Doesn't say it that way, doesn't it? Yeah, I know it does, you little panty-waisted wimp. Get out of my face. Back to the article. The bill will strike down several sections of the current penal code criminalizing adultery, fornication, and the advertisement of abortion. Yeah, now you can advertise, I'll kill you, baby, for $300. Or I'll kill for $250. Oh, it's no problem. I'll tear it apart and throw it in the trash can for $100. Come and see me. But, yeah, that don't make most people mad, does it? They don't care. They don't even know about it. Well, then why should we care about it? Preacher, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We shouldn't get involved in politics. Folks, this isn't politics. This is life and death. It also repeals what appears to be a sodomy statute forbidding abominable and detestable crimes against nature, either with mankind or with a beast. Reduces the penalty from 20 years in prison for bestiality to down to almost nothing. I'm going to share one more thing, then we'll move on. Life is getting cheaper and cheaper. The FDA, listen, folks, may use orphans as guinea pigs. It's not very well known, but the Environmental Protection Agency is looking to change the rules on which human beings can be used for testing pesticides and other chemicals. Although they are complying with a congressional mandate earlier this year requiring that the agency exempt pregnant women and children. Now, let me pause for a second. They can't use on pregnant women and children. How many people are not pregnant and are not children? Duh. Makes you think, don't it? According to the Organic Consumers Association, new rulings have enormous loopholes for the chemical industry. The ruling, they say, will allow orphaned or mentally handicapped children to be used as human guinea pigs by government and industry scientists. The specific test calls for children who cannot be reasonably consoled, in other words, a mentally retarded child or a child that's not able to understand yet, to be eligible as testing subjects. This will seemingly include the mentally handicapped and orphaned newborns. With the permission of the institution or guardian in charge of that person, now listen, folks, people have babies today so they get government checks. But they have babies to sell to the government or the EPA for testing? Is that possible? No, they wouldn't do that, would they? No more they have sex with your dog. Anyway, the child could be exposed to chemicals for the sake of research. In the case of neglected or abused children, parental consent forms would not be required. In other words, if the child had been abused, don't worry about it. Take them and use them. It's already legal anywhere except the United States, it says. Outside your states, it's been done already. Ah, but preacher, it ain't going to happen. Oh, this is all, you know, you're just extreme here, preacher. What you're telling us just ain't going to happen. Folks, it ain't already going to happen. It's already happened. But do you care enough to get involved? That's a question. Are you getting mad enough like me to somebody? You just want to sit back, keep your mouth shut, and wait for all this hell to break loose this land? It's already started. Folks, I tell you now, the judgment day is coming. Nay. Judgment day is already here. Because a holy God causes evil to happen, more evil will happen because of evil already happening. In other words, he multiplies evil upon the people who commit evil. Sin multiplies, and sin causes insanity. Yeah, Deuteronomy 28:28, sin causes insanity. I just sit back and wonder, how long will you so-called Christians keep your mouth shut? Most of you all have a bunch of moral cowards, and you know it. Let's go to the phone line. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, welcome. I see you listening. Officer Jack McClam also.
Oh, yes. Pastor, I get around.
All right.
Now, speaking of getting around, you hit on some excellent points. I mean, you're really hitting the nail on the head tonight. And in fact, to contribute to what you're saying, you're right. People don't want to talk about anything. Massachusetts is even worse because this area is almost like Europe.
Massachusetts is not going to legalize sex with animals. Have fun. Catch a cocker spaniel or a sheep or whatever, and have fun.
I mean, you know, it's like I did a 2-hour show on another network as a guest, and I talked about the book called The Pink Swastika with Scott Lively and Kevin
mm-hmm,
Abrams,
yes.
and you know what? Back in ancient Greece, I mean, they had pedophilia back in ancient Greece before ancient Greece collapsed.
The pedophilia and homosexuality was around for years. Israel did it in the temples, and they found the temple. They were destroyed because of it. It's been around for years, and the Lord God said, kill them or to spread. And, brother, they're spreading right now like wildfire.
Oh, yes. And you know what it is, too? It's the fact that these communists, these demons, have taken over our colleges.
Oh, yes.
I mean, Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld has been saying that for years. I've been saying it.
Now they're in the schools and churches.
Yeah, churches is even worse because that's the house of God. But I'm talking about our schools. I'm talking about our colleges.
I know.
Because they are teaching a whole new generation all this crap, and it just gets worse. And worse and worse and worse.
Jeff, did you ever stop and think you might be afraid of your dog getting raped?
Oh, I don't have a dog, thank God.
Well, yeah, who knows? They may try the cat. Who knows? These people are so perverted. They'll do anything. There's no end to it. Jeff, I got to get some more calls on here, but thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for being here for my broadcast too. Let's go, Dave P.A. Jeff, come on in. I mean, Dave, come on in.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Paul. Thank you, and God bless you, and God
bless
you. Mr. McLam and his wife,
yes,
and I hope that she can somehow get through it. But I, I like your brand of shock and awe that you're delivering here.
Well, you know, it's just the truth. And the truth shocked people because they're used to hearing the little homilies, a little sermon dance. They're not used to having preaching. They're used to having come and say, oh, now, this all love one another here.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just unbelievably horrible what is taking place and what is going on. And I just hope and pray that people like yourself and others and myself around the country can have the wherewithal, the courage, and the tools to become a useful tool for our Lord and Savior, and that somehow we can push this darkness back out of here.
No matter what the cost or what means necessary, we have to do it.
Yeah.
The reason I say that is, how would you feel if your son or daughter come through the door one night? Say your son come in with a boyfriend he's engaged to. How would you feel about that? Would that get you upset?
I'd be horrified.
And what if your son or grandson had been raped by a sodomite? Would that upset you?
Then I would contemplate homicide very quickly.
Absolutely. And what about if your son come home with a cocker spaniel and said, hey, this is Ralph. He's my new lover.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Amen. Now, it doesn't say spoil, but says hate him, as a matter of fact. It really does, Dave. Spare the rod and hate your child.
Yeah.
And now that's what it says. But you see, this is, people don't think ahead. They think, well, it doesn't affect me. It does affect you because it's going to affect your family.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for delivering what you're doing.
Well, David, listen to the broadcast tonight again if you want to on 5850 or 7490.
Okay.
Or calldecision.com, your choice.
Will do.
Talk to you soon. Let's go now to, let's see, Rita in Texas. Rita, come on in and join us.
Sorry, but
I'm just
Paul,
how
are you doing?
Right?
I enjoy what you have to say. I don't think to your particular denomination.
I don't have a denomination.
But I have a particular one, and one of the things that I'm very grateful for is the information about the Jews. I was reading the Book of Matthews, and I was surprised to be reminded that Jesus referred to the Jews as not being his sheep.
They were not his sheep. Now let me say this very carefully. The Jews, I don't care whether you're Jew or Gentile, black, white, pink, or purple, you come to Yahweh God through His Son. We all can be His people if you repent. But the Jews that are not repentant are going to hell. Back at the break, hang on, read through the break, okay? We'll get back to rest of the calls too. Don't go away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aaronizer. The Aaronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
We are talking tonight. This is Pastor Rich Paul filling in life for Jack McClam. Officer Jack McClam, his wife, is having treatment for cancer. Please, folks, remember in your prayers. We're talking to Rita out of Texas, who just made a point that Christ said that those who call themselves Jews were not necessarily his people, and they weren't. As a matter of fact, the so-called church today is supposed to be his people, is the one that turned him in. Really, go ahead and finish your point very quickly. I got calls all back to all the way outside here.
Well, I want to also say that I firmly believe that the Jews have infiltrated the clergy and all parts of government, and that there has been an attempt to Judaize Christianity. I also think that there's an upcoming religious war that's coming here in the United States.
Oh, I guarantee you. What you saw in Paris today is going to come up here, too. Multiculturalism always leads to conflict.
But this has to deal with the Jews, because I was reading about how Mr. Foxman, who's head of the American, Anti-Defamation
ADL,
League,
yes,
is demonizing Focus on the Family and some other Christian organizations for attempting to Christianize America.
Well,
and
I agree to the point, but I'm going to tell you, they're not all Jews in the pot. Believe me, they're not. A lot of them are. A lot of Rothschilds, Rockefellers, we know they are. A lot of them are, but they're not all Jews. I can't blame them all on Jews. It's a mixture here of Catholics that call themselves Christians that are not. Of Baptists call themselves Christians that are not. These people are perverted scum, and they're not all Jews. Although I will admit the Jews were the first one to crucify the Christians. But they're not all Jews, Rita. They're all one people.
May I say, I agree with you, but the Catholics that I identify with are those spelt with a K and not with a C. K standing for kosher.
Okay. Rita, thanks for appreciate it. Let's go now to John in Rhode Island. John, we've got about 30 seconds here. Come on in.
Pastor, how you doing today?
Doing fine, sir. Welcome to the program.
All right. You say your website again, because I want to get your opinion on Romans 13, because you got all these issues.
All right, I'll tell you very quickly.
Yes.
It's calltodecision.com. And very quickly, I'll tell you this. I offer a two-hour VHS or DVD tape for $15, 2 hours. The title of it is Rendering Unto Caesar Explained.
Okay.
It's $15 donation. You can get it if you want. Just let us know.
I saw you on some tapes with the Power Hour. That was very good preaching there.
Well, thank you. So that was Exposing the Beast.
All right. Well,
thank you for the call. You just let us know if you want a copy of Rendering the Caesar, which I recommend you get. It can literally change your life. It's a $15 donation, two-hour video or DVD. You tell us what you want. We'll get to you right away.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go now to Smitty in South Carolina. Smitty, you got about 30 seconds here or less. Got to hurry.
Smitty, it's...
Yes, sir.
Pass power to Smitty.
Yeah, this is Smitty, right?
Last time seen using the gent.
Yes, this past June, yes.
Look here, John made a statement, I don't know, a month or so ago, but he was trying to get you on RBN.
Yes.
Well, I wish you would consider...
Well, I would love to, but I really can't afford what I'm doing now, much less go any further. I just can't do it. I got stations more, and I can't change it. I can't afford any more networks. I love being on that network.
Well,
they don't have the money for it.
Yeah, I can't pick you up anymore and hear you.
585-0749-0? 9
o'clock? I listen to it on C-SPAN.
Oh, okay. Well, just get you a short wave. Well, the C-SPAN will be off the air within 3 months anyway, totally.
Yeah, I'm a SPAN, but Q-SPAN's going to pick it up, I believe.
Well, I don't know, but you need to go, if you would get you a little short wave, it's about $30, you can listen to it any night you want to on there.
Well, if you consider broadcasting with John, too, or like I say, you
I've had the money, I'd love to. I would. I can't
all
afford
right.
it. Smitty, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. One more quick call, Todd in Kansas. Todd, you have 15 seconds. I'm sorry. Good to hear from you.
How you doing?
Where you been?
Oh, just had some troubles. Just thought I'd chime in there and say I'd love to
have them little perverts come down my way, we'll toss them in the dog pen with a red-haired German Shepherd.
Hey, man, I hear that. I also hear music playing. Todd, call Skin sometime, okay?
All right.
Tell you pretty half I said hello.
Okay, bye.
All right, folks, we love you. We'll see you again maybe sometime. If you want to tune us in tonight, 585-0-7490 or call thedecision.com. Come and join us. Love to talk to you again. Have a great evening. We'll see you again sometime in the future, perhaps. Bye-bye.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.